My wife is Elsie Titus Reiter.
And you're Robert Titus.
I'm Robert Titus, yeah.
And where are you from?
Right from Nenana. That's my home. I was born and raised up there. I was married my wife down here, and then I started live with her right there. Made my home here. About 1940, somewhere in there we got married. So since I left, I was people still carrying bow and arrows and hunting with bow and arrows that time. And I seen my father pack it. I seen my father go out with spear, bow and arrow and a gun. I think it was 30-30 or 44 Winchester, I think it was. But later on when I was about 15, 20 years old, I still had that 44. I hunted with that gun. And since that time I seen it. I seen my dad go out, he shoot the rabbits and small games with the bow and arrows. If a moose is close enough, he could still shoot the moose with the bow and arrows at them days. And there were some people still doing it. I think I didn't see him shoot the moose, but I've seen some people pack it. Anyway, them days they pack. They live off the country. And that's only the way they live. Get their food was with bow and arrows, with the small games, and only they used the rifle for brown bears and other things they have to shoot long ways.
What were the bow and arrows made of?
Made out of bone. And a spruce wood for arrows, and a birch tree for a bow. That's what they use. And the strained furnace are made come out of rawhide, out of moosekin.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now I can tell you about how I seen the old people shoot a bow and arrow was, I seen one old man about 50 yards. I told this old man, I said, shoot that rabbit. He says, keep quiet. And again for a while, and I grabbed him, and again I said, Grandpa, I said, take get that rabbit. I said, you got bow and arrow, you're packing bow and arrow. And again he told me, keep quiet. So he says, if you want to see it done so bad, he says, it might help you someday in your life. So he took the bow, he took the arrow, and his hand, one with, hand with the bow, and he said, you just watch the rabbit, just watch his head, he said. I'll hit him pretty close to the eye. So he says, he got very small place to shoot the rabbit, because too much brush, 50 yards is long ways. And, he took that arrow, and all he did was pull his arm back, let the arrow go. There the rabbit went. He got him right in the eye. And that's how the old people shoot their game. He hit him right in the neck if he wants to. And beside this old man that shot the rabbit, he must have been about 80 years, 90 years old. He was a really old man. And that's how I know they could shoot the bow and arrows really good. Now, most of them days when I was a little baby, what they don't have no dishes like right now. Very few people got tin plates and stuff like that. They don't see no glass dishes. That time, most of the people used wooden plates, birch bark baskets, and have big birch bark baskets for to keep water. God gets snow winter time when they're moving around. That's what they keep water in. And they have regular buckets them days when I was starting to grow up. That's when they first started to get buckets. But most of them they have campfires and they got a little sharp stick put a meat, roast meat, you call it barbecue. Well, that's what they do, cook their meat, keep turning it around. But as soon as the meat gets nice and brown, Even the fish they cook that way. And dry fish and everything they cook by that stick. But that, well, another way they cook it is boil it in a bucket, white man dish. But that time, before that, that's when they started used to cook in the birch bark baskets. But that there, they have a tiny down. And way up above the fire, so far, they have the bucket that's got four strings in each corner. At times, they put the fish or meat in there, they cut up. And as they turn it, they put a nice clean rock. And they put a rock in the fire. And then when they have a regular kind of stick for it, two sticks, they get that rock, they have a clean dish there with water. They put that rock and they wash it and then throw it in the bucket. They wait for that for a while. They take that rock out. They put another rock in the put it in the bucket, start boiling. Boiling right in a birch bark basket. That's how they used to boil their meat. And that time, even when I was a boy about 10 years old, they used to, my mother and them, not only me, a lot of boys used to get up and get up early morning, run out in the morning, because that was still on, because they expect war among each other. And even the women have to be pretty strict in different ways to keep their husbands so that their husband will have the old man ready with this arrow where they put the marks, what they're going to have to put on. And just a minute they'll have to put on that clothes if somebody war coming in. And they have their husbands just ready for all those things. That's the way it used to be, just strict. And even the women themselves, they have to know what to do to help that the husband, because women wasn't so dangerous. They never used to kill women at all. Sometimes that's all. Most of the time they have to clean up all the mints. Clean all the mints, yeah. That's the way the mints had to be awful strict for, because they, when they were a baby, they grew up. And that's why they just have to be strict. Or take care of their life. They have to be clean and everything, you know, to be on their feet, to watch out. Even if they go out hunt, they're like that. That's the way the old time people used to be. But it really changed nowadays. I catch on to the white man way now, because right now you can go down to the grocery store and just pick the stuff off the shelf just get anything you want, pull your basket and wheel around. You get your hand full of grub and just while you stand and talk. But the days I'm talking about, you'll have to work for it. But you'll have to even walk whole day from daylight till dark. And at that time, you'll have to come back at night time to get something to eat. Maybe you just get a rabbit. See, that's the way it used to be, full of. Have to be pretty lucky to get something to eat. And at that time, you see, those white people come, first started to come. They had to go out and trap, they used wooden trap. Deadfall they call them. They used them kind of for. I seen that too. I seen that. This my brother that come in, they used to sit that kid when I was a little boy.
Matthew.
I used to get out there, Matthew. Matthew used to sit them out and he catch marten in them. And different games he could catch in them. And bear and different kind, they got different traps, different sizes. They put bait in there and when they go in there get the bait, they get that thing shut on them. And they get killed like that. That's where they used to get came. They used to go away, maybe right here they go out, hunt around here. The trading post would be maybe 200-300 miles. And they go out in the woods for maybe 200-300 months. When they really got no more tea and sugar and stuff like that, they go for it with their fur and they bring back. They don't only go for themselves. Everybody, I think, put the dogs together, get two, three good people, that's active people, that's strong enough to be out. They get the groceries like that. And when they start, they got to maybe take two, three boys with them so they can break the trail ahead of dogs, so the dogs could follow behind with a sled. You see, that's where they used to go for ammunition and tea and sugar and stuff like that. The first time they used scrub come out, you see.
What areas, what training posts do the people go to get these things?
To get the groceries? Well, there was one at Rampart. But before Rampart, there was one below Tenina, they call
Old Station,
I think. That's about 15, 20 miles below Tenina, the first trading post. I remember my mother say, my grandfather, my mother's father, come from down there someplace. And he go down to visit his family. And when he goes down, he works for that trader down there. Works sometime all summer. And he helped build that first trading post below Tenina. My grandfather did. He put out logs, cut logs, put up building, log cabin for this man. And after they put up the log cabin, they have a boat, a big boat. They say about 12 people rowed, each man with an oar. And I think it was 12 men, six on each side. The boat, they have a lot of stuff in there. They go up and down the river. This trader will trade this stuff, ammunition stuff, off, and he gets his fur like that. He said, that's when I first, my father used to work like that. That's what my mother told me the story. He said, when he first come back with the stuff like that, he said, he had cracker, flour, tea, bacon, gun and ammunition he come back with. But he said, bacon, flour, and cracker, he said, he put it in their mouth and start eating it. He said, just like eating pieces of stick, wood. There's no taste of that stuff. They're used to eating off the country stuff, you know. But you just asked me where they first went for a trading post. That's the first trading post I remember was down this way, where people up here was good. It was Tenina, below Tenina, about 20 miles, something like that, below there. Next comes the Rampart. Rampart afterwards start trading post down. And those people used to way up Tenina crossing, come down on the Tenina River, and they another tribe kicked with them, First you get the Tsalchagit people come, Chinna people join them, Wood River people join them, Nirana bunch join them. That's all villages I'm calling. That's where used to be villages. They all get together, then Tolvana people, Hot Spring, Cross Chai, they all go in birch bark canoes. They all go down there and they hit for Tenina. That's where they get their ammunition, stuff like that. They go around there about a month and they come back. You see, that's how they used to get the ammunition. Only maybe once a year they come through, get their ammunition. And they don't buy small too. It's those big chiefs. How they get their stuff was, they get them by the cases because they have a lot of fur. And those chiefs, they get those four, five boys that go with them, they pack the ammunition for them. They take it home and save it. And during the year, he gives them out to this, his tribe, see? That's how this. There's some, not only the chief, maybe somebody else that got a lot of fur and stuff would do that, you know. Maybe he resell it, some of them do that, to get the money back on it. But I think that's where that's where they got their stuff, way up the river.
Did the women accompany the men on these trips?
Oh, yeah, the women's right there. Women maybe do all the work, because deep packed. They were just like immense. Wow. They really was work them days, women, because they packed lots. And even when I was a boy, big grown up boy, I see women go out in the woods, pack me 2, 3, 4 miles, maybe more than that. They pack meat, skin. Just to show you how my mother used to, I see my mother pack one time a whole front quarter of moose and a moose skin on top of it. But the hair was off. She make one pack out of that, mm-hmm. She packed herself. I see a lot of women pack like that when I was uh-huh. Now yeah. Right now they're afraid to flip up babies. Yeah. Mm. Because that's different right now. You see, these people was never sick, I guess.
What kinds of advice did they used to give the young girls?
Well, when young girls turned teenage, they used to stop them from doing lots of things because they didn't want them to spoil things like hunting and trapping and stuff like that for the men. And so therefore they never used to let the girls to go out hunting because they used to tell them that they'll spoil the country where they hunting for animals. And when they used to go on top of the water, they even used to drag fish tail and sinew and stuff like that. Because they're wee, you know, the old time wee. So they didn't do these things. And like if when they go out hunting, they see something, the girls never look at what the men's going to shoot with. They just cover themselves and stay down under a blanket while that the men's try to get the animal that they're going after. Because if the young girl look at it, and the men's will either mess or they'll get bad luck after a while and everything, all that goes with the. That's why they never used to let us to do things. And they also, you never used to eat lots of things like fresh stuff, and never used to eat bear meat, beaver meat, and all that. Because these the young girls will get old too fast and infect their life later on in the certain ways and all that. It's what they used to say, but I don't know.
How old did a woman have to be before she didn't have to observe those prohibitions?
Well, about maybe 16.
You've got to be about 21 or 22.
Yeah.
And then you could watch the hunting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was okay?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Yeah, they used to... They never used to let the young girls eat berries, fresh berries off the leaves and everything. And they also never used to let the young girls go to a berry patch for at least a year or 2 years after they come be teenage girl, you know.
What was the reason for that?
Because they figure the berry patch will spoil and there'll be no more berries there, dry up and all that. And I see a lot of places where we go, it's happening like that, where a lot of places where we used to pick, there's the leaves is getting kind of dried up and dead, you know. There's just some, and it's not as many as berries and it used to be too. And they used to say it's the reason why when they go on the river, a lot of hunting places spoil. They used to say it's just no good altogether. Turn. I don't know about that.
Who told you about those things?
All our grandmas.
It's from we.
Like my mother there, her mother. used to tell a story like that. And when I was, my mother, she's here now, and when I was a teenage girl, she used to be pretty strict with me.
What's your mother's name?
Missy. Missy Charlie.
And what's your name?
Dorothy Titus. So...
So you were brought up with those kinds of restrictions?
Yes, mm-hmm. All those stuff. So, we never used to look around in the men's pack when they come back. Never step over fresh meat. Never try to go around the fresh stuff too much. Because there they used to say it's because of people, they get, their eyes get sick and some way it can make our body something wrong with it. And it's what they used to say.
How did it come to be that people no longer observe these kinds of superstitions?
Well, it was on from way back, like our great grandma's mother and all the way along. And they used to, old people never used to be sick a long time ago. And the teenager, the younger people though, especially, they never were sick till they grew real old, you know. Some of them used to never be sick till they have heart attack and die, you know. I believe it because nowadays that younger people start to get all kind of sickness and, some kind of, like, something else go along with it. And, because the young people a long time ago never used to do those things. That's all.
Well, Paris, that go well. Right now you see people dying off with all kinds of sicknesses. You know what causes it?
Well, it's strong.
It's white people coming in.
too much air pollution, I think.
They're doping up the air. They're doping up with all the vegetables. They think it's washed off, but it ain't. You see people get cancer and stuff like that. You eat too much of this canned stuff and you get all this vegetables. It's all doped up in it. That there causes all that sickness.
Okay, how about the raven and the chicken?
They never were sick. They never were sick at all. Mm-hmm. The old people in early days never used to die off. No. You know why? You see how old I am?
How old are you?
I never go for all this stuff. I'm 72 now. And I can go out walking. You see that?